Sweetest friends, we are continuing our previous shiur. This is the third shiur. We've been discussing Molda B'Miktzas, and we saw Rashi and Tosis in the first shiur. In the second shiur, we presented an alternative approach to this sugya, where it's not a kash and a teretz, it's just one mahalach. And the mahalach is that the reason we're mechayiv shvua to a person who is Molda B'Miktzas is because the psychology is that really he wants to deny the whole thing. But ein adam meis, a person doesn't have the chutzpah to deny the whole thing that he owes. So memeila, he wants to admit the whole thing. But it's hard for him to admit the whole thing. It's going to cost him all of his money. He doesn't have, so he wants to push the guy off until he has an investment coming in, he has a paycheck, he has a this, he has this, his wife's job, is this. This guy owes him money, maybe he'll pay, maybe he won't. But he wants to just push the guy off. So that's why he's admitting half. And that admission of half indicates to us that something is fishy over here. If he would just be kofer about call, he'd be putter. Because mapitom, that you can go to somebody and start telling him that you owe me money. He's kofer about call. There's no reason to suspect anything. We only have reason to suspect if he admits half. Because then it could be he owes the whole thing. Doesn't want to admit it. Doesn't want to deny the whole thing. But it also doesn't want to admit the whole thing. So he goes middle ground. So then we remember mechayiv mishua. That's how we explain the Rabba and the Gemara. And it could be that's what the Ramban means in his chedushim. Says the Ramban in Bava Metzia. V'yesh lefarish hada amar Rabba be'emam rato amodim b'miktzas v'chulei perushu shumefarish lama amra torah modem b'miktzat yishava. In other words, we're giving a reason here. It's not necessarily a kash and a teretz like Rashi and Tosis want to learn. But we're giving a hesber. And what's the hesber? Why Molda B'Miktzas Tani Yishava? And not kofer b'kol? And the answer is chazaka. And therefore kofer b'kol is pater. Because if he's denying the whole thing, then why should he have to take a shavua? There's nothing to talk about. We assume he's telling the truth. There's no room for a shavua. But the Molda B'Miktzas guy, he wants to deny everything, but he can't because he doesn't have the chutzpah. And therefore we can't believe him and assume he's a Meshav Aveda. So why don't we believe him on the little he's admitting to? Because we assume that he's admitting partially because he doesn't have the chutzpah to deny the whole thing. But He's trying to squeeze himself out of this, squiggle out of it. So he admits part of it, and the rest he'll get later. So that's what is possibly going on in his mind, and therefore we're mechayiv mishvua to ensure that he really only owes part of the sum. But then so that possibly is what we're saying. We said in the previous year. And then the Ramban asks Akasha on himself. El shukshali bo the mashmet kofer ba kol pata mishum chazaka ena demeiz and ken lo arban adam riavol bebino meiz umeiz umidlois merdem mixes meish ba'veidu hu and ken adrab of lelemer kev demeiz mechayv afilu kofer ba kol. What's the Ramban's kasha? So for that we have to go to the Gemara and bava kama kufov amid beis. It says there, Atointain is Ganav b'pikadon, Eino chayvat shikbol b'miktzas b'yod v'yod b'miktzas. If a person has a pikadon and he claims it was stolen, he has to be koifer b'miktzas and moide b'miktzas in order to be chayv shvua. My time demar kar kiuze, which teaches us moide b'miktzas. Upligi the Rabbi. Uplied Reb Chiya Bar Yosef. Dam Reb Chiya Bar Yosef. Erev Parashiyas Kasuv Kan. The Kiyuzeh that it says in the Parashah of Shomrim doesn't belong there. It's from a different Parashah. Chiksiv Kiyuzeh Am Milvu Dichsiv. It's really going on Halva. It's not going on Shomrim. Which means that the Moed B'Miktzas only chayv in halvav and not on a pikadon. Pikadon he's mischai v'shivua, even without hodah b'miktzas. And maishna milveh, why milveh? Yes. The rabbi, dama rabbi, why milveh? If he's kofer b'kol, there's no shivua. But by pikadon, if he's kofer b'kol, there is a shivua. It's milveh, there's only a shivua if he's moed b'miktzas. But kofer b'kol, there's no shivua, because the kiyuzeh is going on milveh, not pikadon. The rabbi, the Omar rabbi, b'nei mar, b'toy mar, d'mitz shani, tani yishova, because chazal, can edem any part of b'nei b'al chova. The person is not, doesn't have chutzpah in front of his b'al chova, did him a favor. He really wants to be kite for everything. Not that he wasn't kite for everything, because he was an edem a's ponov. He's not a meishav aved, he doesn't have the option of denying the whole thing. So he really wants to admit the whole thing. And the reason he's kite for partially is because if I admit the whole thing, he says, then I'm going to have to pay the whole thing. I don't have it right now. So, I'll squeeze out of it now, and when I have money, I'll pay him back. So what do we assume there by a milvet? Gabi milvet u'dikele meimrachi. By a milvet, we can say this, that ein adam meiz panim v'nei bal chovo, and therefore, patra kasef kishakafer bakol. But by pikadon meiz u'meiz, by milveh, if he's kofer b'kol, so you assume he's telling the truth because he doesn't have the chutzpah. Otherwise, he did him a favor by giving them halva. But a pikadon meiz u'meiz, what does that mean? That a pikadon, he does have that chutzpah. He didn't do him a favor, so he'll deny the whole thing. And therefore he's chayv a shvua even when he's kofer b'kol. So you see, when there's ha'oza, when he does have the chutzpah to deny the whole thing, or mechayv him a shvua. Rashi, meiz u'meiz, hilkach afilu kofar b'kulei, ram yirachmon a shvua le. Even when he's kofer the whole kit and kaboodle, the Torah placed a shvu on him. So we see that where he's meiz, even where he's kofer bakol, the Torah placed a shvu on him. But what about the Gemara in Ksubis and Daf Yudches? The Gemara in Ksubis and Daf Yudches says, Bohu de'ino meiz, the Rabbonim say. He's not meiz, the lender himself, in front of his face. Avo b'beno meiz. But his son, he is meiz. Umidlo heiz, meishiv aveda have. From the fact that he's not meiz, from the fact that he would be meiz, and from the fact that he wasn't, and he admits that he owes in part, he's considered a meishiv aveda. So in Bava Kama, since he's meiz, even if he's kofer the whole thing, there's a shvua, because he has the chutzpah to deny the whole thing. So therefore we assume that he's not telling the truth. And we're chayvim a shvua by pikadon. So why then in Ksubis, where it says that bibno meiz, is he not chayv a shvua? If he's kofer b'kol bibno, he should be chayv a shvua. It says there that if he's moda b'miktas by bino, he's pater because he's a meishav aveda. From the fact that he wasn't meiz and he admitted part of it, so he's a meishav aveda and he's pater. But there it should say that even if he denies the whole thing, like the Ramban says, Mimkein adarab havelei lemeimar came into meiz mechayv afilu kofer b'kol. Should have said that when it comes to a katan, when it comes to a son, but no, if he's kofer bakol, he has to take a shvua. because he's Meid. And he doesn't, by the son, he doesn't have to take a shvua if he's Modi B'miktsas, and he doesn't have to take a shvua if he's Kofar Bakol. Why not? He's Meid, and we see in Bava Kama that when he's Meid, he has to take a shvua. אבל לפי דברינו, מה שביארנו בשיעור הקודם, נראה שיש שני עניינים נפרדים. יש את הסוגיה בבבא קמא, ויש את הסוגיה של מסכת כתובות. שהרי זה ודאי שמה שמעיז כשלעצמו, עדיין אין בו כדי לחייב את האדם בשבועה. The fact that a person's mayiz, the fact that he would deny something, that's not enough to be mechayev b'shvuah, as we've been talking about. You're not mechayev b'shvuah just because you assume that he could possibly deny the whole thing. Ze lo maspik. Ze vaday. V'ikar ma she'amru b'bava kama, shekivan she'me'iz chayavu b'shvuah afilu b'kofer hakol, that that we learned in the sugin b'bava kama, that since he's meiz when it comes to a pikadam, he would deny the whole thing, and therefore he's chayv shvua even when he's kofar bakol. That's based on what we explained, that the reason of kofar akol, that he's normally, that he's pater mishvua, is because by kofar bakol there's no din v'dvarim and between the tove and the nitba. The discussion doesn't start. The conversation doesn't start. It's my patom. I say you owe me $1,000. You say to me, go jump in a lake. What do you mean I owe you $1,000? So you don't have to take a shvua. Nothing to talk about. Since the nitva is kofar bakol, mechi teisu we should be mechayiv mishvua, and the davar self. So that's all the milve. That's all when it comes to a loan. Aval betoyin tain is ganav bepikadon. But Toyin Tain is kind of Bipikadon is a different matzav. There, he's Modal Etzem Apikadon. V'ein ata yachol lomar shemikach shume'iz panav simanu she'enu bal chovo. But Toyin Tain is kind of he's Modal Etzem Apikadon. He admits you gave me a Pikadon. And you can't say that from the fact that he would be meiz panim, that he would deny it, the fact that he would be toin tain as ganav and say that it was stolen, and he might have the chutzpah to do that because the mafkid never did him a favor. So he's mowed down the Bikadon, and he just says it was stolen. So he's not koifer be'etzem ha'pikadon. And the etzem ha'pikadon is mowed. He just says there was an onus. It was a geneva. So there we say that since he's mowed be'pikadon, zo ra'aya she'ish tvarim b'go. It means tvarim b'go. It means there's something going on over here. There's something fishy going on over here. And therefore, we're made to a shvuan, and we place a shvuan, and to be mevarah this inyan. To clarify. So that's not the way Rashi learns this sugya in Bava Kama, but that's Kain Perish HaTosfis there in Bava Kama. Rashi learns meiz umeiz. He would deny the whole thing by a pikadam, and therefore, even when he's kofar bakol, there's a shvua. What we're saying is that the reason there's a shvua is not because he would have the chutzpah to be meiz and say it was stolen. The reason there's a shvua is because there's a din v'dvarim here between the mafkid and the nifkad. What's the din v'dvarim between the mafkid and the nifkad? That the mafkid says, I gave you a pikadon, and the nifkad says, yes, you gave me a pikadon. Nifkatzis, the only thing is it was stolen. But it starts off that there's already a din v'dvarim. You see, we know that he gave him the pikadon, that they admit about. So therefore we say to him, all right, you have to swear because we want to be mevarer. He says that the mafkid says it wasn't stolen. And you say that it was stolen. It's like the Gemara says, Gabi Kodun, Meis u Meis. Gabi Bikodun, he would have the chutzpah to say that the whole thing was stolen. But that's not enough for the Shavua. In order for there to be a Shavua, we have to start with the fact that there's a Din V'dvarim. The fact that there's a conversation starter over here. The fact that the Mafkid can have a tain on the Nifkud. And here you have that, because they both agree that he gave him the Pikodun. Oh! So now they're Baalei Din. Now they're already doing business together. Once they're ready doing business together, then you can start placing shavuos. Stam, a guy goes up to his friend in the street and says, you owe me $1,000. So his friend can say, go jump in a lake. He doesn't have to take a shavua. There's nothing to talk about it. It's a non-starter. But here it's not a non-starter because it's because he gave him the Pikodun. Once he gave him the Pikodun, he admits he gave him the Pikodun. Oh! So now they're Baalei Din. Now they have a partnership. And then he says, hey, give it back. And he says, no, it was stolen. And he would deny the whole thing, because like the Gemara says, he's Meis. So Memela, he has to take a Shavua. That's the sugi in Bava Kama. That's why in Bava Kama, he has to take... a Shavua. Masha'enken b'sugi b'ksubis. The sugi in Ksubis is talking about something else. But the rabbis say, Rak bo hu deino me'iz. When it comes to the Malva himself, he's not mazed to deny the whole thing. And therefore his hodah b'miktsas shows that there's dvarim b'go. Because he's admitting partially. Now yesh makom l'stapik. Is pshat that he's really admitting the whole thing. And he's just mishtamet. Because he doesn't want to have ha'aza gemura. Or no. We say that from the fact that he admits part of it, he's not mazed. If he admits part of it, and he's not mazed, so maybe when he's admitting part of it, maybe we should believe him. He's not going to have the chutzpah to deny. Or maybe, no. Really, he isn't telling the truth. So why is he admitting it partially? He's admitting it partially because he wants to deny the whole thing, but he can't. He wants to admit the whole thing, but he can't. So in the end, he admits part of it. So we say that he has to swear. Again, in Bava Kama, he doesn't have to swear. He has to swear because they're already partners. So there's already a din v'dvarim. And when he says it was Toin Tain is Ganav, he has to swear. Because the Tove has a right to say, give it back. You admit that there was a Pikadon, give it back, and he denies it. So, or Meitei L'Shavu on the Nifkad. Because it's already a Din V'dvarim. And the Sugi Niksubas, the rabbis say, he's not mazed to the person himself. And therefore we have a suffix. What's going on when he's Motav B'Miktas? It's Pshat that he's telling the truth. Because he's not mazed, so if he's admitting half, he's doing the guy a favor. He's Meshu Aved, he's a Gevaldika person. And we believe him. Or maybe no. Maybe he really wants to deny the whole thing, and he's only admitting part of it because he doesn't have the chutzpah to deny the whole thing. But really he's not telling the truth. And therefore, Torah says that he has to take a Shavua. So that's all when we're dealing with the father. But no, Meis. He would be Meis. Ve'en kan hochacha shedvarim bago gala miktzat hasheni. There's no hochacha that the second half that he's not admitting to, he owes as well. Why? Because if he would have wanted to, He could be kofir bakal, because by bino he's meis. And therefore, we don't assume. And therefore, we say that his hodah b'miktzas is not a simon, is not a raya that the son is telling the truth about the other half. Because he's really not chayiv anymore. And therefore he's patur mishvua. Because in relationship to the second half, he's like a kofer bakol. Because in the first half, he's ke'en meishav aveda. And that's what the Chachamim say, midalo heiz, havei ke'meishav aveda u'patur. Since he wasn't me, he would deny the whole thing. He would deny the whole thing. And if he admits part of it, then he's doing the son a favor. He's meishav aveda, because he could deny the whole thing. And what about the second half? Second half, there's nothing to talk about. Why wouldn't he deny the second half? Why is he admitting the first half? He's doing him a favor, because he could theoretically deny the whole thing, because he is meis. So why is he admitting half? He's meishav aveda. And what about the second half? The second half, the son has no right to demand of him. Because in relationship to the second half, there's no din v'dvarim. Because when the son comes about the second half, he owes me 100, he owes my father $100. He says, I only owe him 50. So why doesn't he just say, I don't owe him anything? He's doing him a favor when he says 50. He's being honest. What about the other 50? What right does the son have to talk about the other 50? What other 50? There's no din v'dvarim between him and the son. So therefore, you believe him on the 50 he said, and on the other 50, you believe him in the 50 he wants to give back, and in the 50 he says he doesn't owe him, you also believe him. But there's no din v'dvarim between the son and this person. So if he would deny the whole thing, you would say to the son, I don't know anything. So why do we believe him? Because there's no shvua. Because there's no din v'dvarim. And if he admits to half, then we also believe him. Because on the half he admits, he's meishav aveda, he's a tzaddik. And on the other half, again, there's no din v'dvarim. There's no conversation starter over here between him and his son. His son isn't bechlal a party. He's not an interested party. You're just coming from the outside. You can't just stump throw shavuos on people. So that's why in Ksuvis it says that Bibno Meizu Meizu Medelo Heiz, his son, he would be Meiz. And for the fact that he wasn't Meiz, he's a Meishav Aveda. Son, he would deny the whole thing. So if he denies the whole thing, he's completely off the hook. And if he admits half, then he's doing him a favor on that half. And on the other half, he's believed. Because the son isn't b'chalal is b'al din. So that's why in Ksubis, when he's meiz, he's not chayiv. He's pater. Because he could deny the whole thing. Why is he admitting part of it? Must be he's telling the truth. And if he would deny the whole thing, then there's no shavuah. Can't say like the Ramban says, Kevin the Maze Machaiv Afilo Kofer Bakol. No. Because the son isn't his Baal Din Bechla. Mashenke, when it comes to the Gemara and Bava Kama, we're dealing with the Bikadon. Bikadon, they both admit that a Bikadon was given. And the Machlokas is his Tainatanis Ganav correct or not? So if he's Kofer Bakol by the Bikadon, we say you have to take a shavua. Why? Because you'd be meis to be kofer bakol. And since you'd be meis to be kofer bakol, because he never did you a favor, you have to take a shavua. Because he's your baal din. Because you admit that the apikadam was given. You just claim it was stolen. And he has a right to demand it back of you. And if you're denying the whole thing, and we can't say you're telling the truth because lo meis, because you would be meis. Therefore, you're chayav shvuah. So that's why in Bava Kama there's a chayav shvuah, because he's his baal din, and he would be meis to deny the whole thing. He would have the chutzpah to deny the whole thing. So we don't believe when we make him take a shvuah. And in Ksubis, there'd be no meis from the fact that he wasn't meis. We can believe him on the half that he admitted to, as being a tzaddik, and on the other half, his ben is in his baal din b'chlal. So ma patom that he should be chayav shvuah. So that's the mahalach in this sugi. Of course, there's just a many, many velts of Torah to say about this. Oh me, oh my, is there so much to say. So it's Hashem should give us life and health and everything we need, and we'll be zeicha to continue learning this sugya b'li nader nachzor v'nishna perek zeh, like I like to say. And hopefully we'll see niflaot rabot gedolot v'atzumot mitorat Hashem. So after all is said and done, we have to remember that sof davar hakol nishma et ha'elokim yira v'et mitzvotav shmor ki zeh kol ha'adam. Shalom, shalom.